Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fourth. The DH, Randy Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Brian Kingman. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Wathan and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Akins reaches second base with a double. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Picciolo moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle bunts towards the mound. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quirk. Heath reaches second base with a double. Elliott goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Klutz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a fly ball into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Akins strikes out. One out. John Waven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waven is 0-for-1 in the game. Waven hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Henderson bunts towards first. Akins fields the ball and throws to Gura covering. Safe. Picciolo moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy bunts towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Picciolo moves to third. Henderson moves to second. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Picciolo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 0 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 2 in the game. Klutz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Henderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurdle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clutz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guerrero for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Akins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Akins reaches second base with a double. Jeff Jones now pitching. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-3 in the game. Wathen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Akins moves to third. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-3 in the game. Quirk bunts towards first. Newman juggles the ball. That's an error on Newman. Wathen moves to second. Wayne Gross now playing first base. Rusty Torres pinch runs for Jamie Quirk. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. One out. Bob Lacey now pitching. Dave Chalk pinch hits for Clint Hurdle. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Chalk reaches second base with a double. Akins scores. Wathen scores. Torres moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, Royals, 2. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Pete Lockhock now playing right field. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Armas strikes out. One out. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-4 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Akins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Willie Akins. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Jerry Terrell now playing left field. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into left field. Terrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Klutz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. Torres moves to second. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Henderson bunts towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Picciolo moves to second. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-4 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Gurra covering, for the out. Picciolo moves to third. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. the Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-5 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Klutz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Mike Davis pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Way then and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-5 in the game. Murphy is walked intentionally. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-5 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Murphy moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Mitchell Page pinch hits for Randy Elliott. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to home to get Murphy. Armas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Armas scores. Page moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dave McKay now playing second base. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.